As you can see from today's bulletin, Lauren was scheduled to preach this morning, but this past week her grandfather passed away, and Lauren is down in Florida where her family lives now for the funeral, and is hoping to return this evening. So our prayers are with Lauren and her family as they gather at this time. And so I kind of stepping in to preach this morning, and I would like to share actually just a few brief thoughts with you as we gather. I'm taken with the gospel reading, this kind of words that Jesus shares with his disciples. He's kind of giving some reflections on the leaders of the Jewish tradition at that time. And I think it's important for us to remember that when we're looking at the scriptures, particularly the New Testament, we see Jesus engage with Judaism and with Jewish leaders, and where he critiques, and we look at those critiques, that we're not really just criticizing Judaism, but Judaism really is a prototype for all religion. It's really an invitation for us to reflect on our own time and our own religious traditions, because in some ways, some things never change. but you hopefully hope that some things and many things do. But I think there's something to gain from this advice that Jesus gives to his disciples. He's talking to them about the Jewish leaders at that time, those who were in a role of authority, particularly when it came to teaching. And he says to them, you know, these leaders who sit in the seat of Moses, that phrase, the seat of Moses, it wasn't literally a chair they sat in, but it was more of a phrase that described the kind of teaching authority that these particular Jewish leaders had. They, in other words, they were in the line of Moses. They came from the tradition of the Jewish people. And at that time, Jewish leaders, when they would teach, would sit. Teaching was done sitting down. Rabbis would teach and gather their pupils around them, gather their followers around them, and they would sit when they would teach. Today, we're not as accustomed to people sitting when they teach. We're used to, whether it's a professor or a teacher, standing either at a podium or lecturing, or if it's in a church setting, someone preaching a homily like I am now, we're more accustomed to them standing, whether it's in the ambo there, or whether it's someone like myself who likes to roam around. We're used to that kind of way of teaching. But this was different in the time of Jesus, and we still inherit some of that understanding of teaching. The seat in which a teacher sat in our Christian tradition, we've inherited this idea that the seat in which a bishop sits. A bishop is a teacher. A bishop is someone who, in our tradition, brings some sort of authority to our gathering, and the bishop sits in a chair. And that chair is called a cathedra. A cathedra. It's the bishop's seat. And we've become accustomed in the Christian tradition to then building churches around that cathedra. And we call those churches cathedrals. That's what a cathedral is. It's the place where the bishop's seat is. It's the place where the bishop's cathedra is. In day-to-day life in the Episcopal Church, we don't really see bishops sitting and teaching from that place, particularly our own bishop, Bishop Curry. There's no chair is going to hold him down. He likes to maneuver. He puts me to shame in moving around. But there are times when the bishop acts that he does sit in a chair, and it's a symbol of that. You know, at a confirmation and other times. So we've inherited some of that understanding of teaching. Roll back the tape to Jesus. Jesus is observing in these leaders, it seems, that they were teachers, and what they were teaching was to be listened to and heard, but he says to these followers, to these disciples, but don't do what they do. Don't act the way they act. There must have been some disconnect between what they were teaching, which had value to it, and the way they were living their own lives. And Jesus is kind of shining a light on that. You know, this understanding of who God is not just something up here, but it's something that we try to live in our lives. It strikes me when you think about it, when Jesus would meet people and call them, he would say, "Come, follow me." Interesting, isn't it, that Jesus didn't say, "Come, listen to me." I mean, Jesus was a teacher, but his way of teaching was, "Come, follow me, walk with me, be with me. Let your life be transformed in this walking we do together." So Jesus is calling his disciples to something quite different. And yet at times, you know, even in our traditions today, we know people who speak the truth and speak wonderful things, but is it being lived in their own lives? And that's what Jesus is inviting us to. That's the challenge Jesus is giving in this reading today, to travel that, as they say, the greatest distance from here to here, to understand and to know. And we need to understand and study and learn and come to know the stories and the traditions of those who've gone before us in faith to understand who God is, but then begin to bring that into our hearts so we walk that journey, we walk that life, and we are transformed. It reminds me of the phrase, I'm sure you've probably heard this phrase, it's so often quoted, but it's St. Francis of Assisi. St. Francis once said, "Preach always, when necessary, use words." He's coming from that place of the way we preach, the way we share who this Jesus is by the way we live our lives. If we need to use words, but we live it. We bring it into our hearts, and we're transformed by it. So I offer those thoughts for you this morning as we gather, that we may be a people who come to know God ever more deeply in our hearts and our lives, and let it become a part of us. Let us walk that journey with Jesus to come and be transformed, and not to just be a transformed people, but to then be a transformed people that go out to transform this world around us.